Hello, and welcome to Historical. My name is David, and as always, I am joined by Kevin.
I'm back. Wow, look at that.
He's back.
I'm basically official at this point.
You are official.
Nice, nice.
You're the only person.
I want an office, and I have other demands.
Only person that I do podcasts with.
Oh, hell yeah.
My other podcast, I don't know what's going on with it. It is not happening right now. So, this is the one.
What is happening to these members, yeah.
This is what we're doing. So what's happening. So today, guess what we're covering today? We're covering the cyber war between Mac and Windows, because it's episode 98. And all that stuff kind of happened around 1998. 90s, big time for computers and all the movies about computers, The Matrix, you know.
Oh, that's like really when shit started kicking off. Right. Like people were like questioning reality and...
Yeah.
Wait, computers
what
started
computers started that?
Yes. Wait, I thought that was like way before that.
He had to use computers to make all the visuals.
That's a good point, yeah.
And so the early 90s, movies really kind of sucked. The movies about computers were really kind of goofy. They're all like hackers, you know what I mean?
You don't like the image that's like blown up in the background of like a giant lizard for like... They just crap right on top
of
it.
Well, not necessarily that. Like, I'm talking about like movies that are about computers.
Oh.
And that are about like going to like digital. Like Tron, the original Tron's kind of goofy. I kind of like
that actually is. Yeah, it's super true. It's mad goofy.
But I kind of like the sequel, to be honest with you. But
it's just goofier, but shinier. But it's not as goofy, but it is shiny.
It's very shiny. And yeah, and it's very goofy still. I think it's in keeping with the goof sort of goofy plot wise. I think like goofiness, you know what I mean? It's like really out there. It's like,
it's
oh,
not too bad. Yeah, he gets sucked into a machine.
Spontaneous, like digital life that's like, or growing in the fucking. We were like, what? I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, like I don't really care too much. Like, but I thought it was pretty cool. It was a fun movie. But that's about it. That's all I'll say about stupid ass Tron. Fuck that movie. Fuck Tron. Tron, you suck a dick.
But anyway. Yeah, no, computers definitely had a major influence on how like the direction everything went in.
There's a few computer movies that I can think of off the top of my head.
Like War Games?
Hackers.
Hackers is good.
Is good?
Yeah, I love that.
Hackers is good.
What, you don't like that?
I mean, maybe...
maybe not from a tech standpoint.
Maybe
but like,
I don't necessarily think it's, I think it's portrayal of computer stuff, you know what I mean? Is that's all very silly. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like,
cause they kind of treat hacking as like this sort of thing that you're sort of like kind of actively, you know, they're like kind of in computers, like fighting each other.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's like a battle back and forth.
It's kind of, it's like a game. They're kind of almost treating it like, whereas like, you know, hacking in real life, you know, what that a lot of that is just obtaining sensitive information,
yeah.
You know, that through guarded systems, you know, which is, you know, sometimes you can maybe actively fight a threat, but oftentimes you find out that you've been victimized after the fact when like you've been hacked. Like that's something you find out when you're like,
unless they have like a
reviewing some logs, or you have some sort of system running that's like detecting intrusion detectors, intrusion detection system of some sort. And there's usually, they have all sorts of names. There's intrusion detection, intrusion prevention. There's all sorts of, oh yeah, for sure.
In that industry, definitely.
But anyway, yeah, we're kind of getting into the weeds. Tech. But what I'm saying though is like, you know, what that, the movie's portrayal of computers is kind of goofy. Now the acting and sort of like Matthew Lillard being a goof, you know, it's like, whatever, like, I don't really care, right?
Right? Yeah, it's kind of his attitude.
He's in that, right? Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And he was in everything in the 90s, so...
He was making his money. Dude, I can't even hate.
Yeah. And then he got to be Shaggy in Scooby-Doo.
Oh, wait, the live-action one?
Yeah, live-action Scooby-Doo.
Oh, you're right. Wow.
I don't know, man.
That one is insane. I recommend it to everybody. Definitely watch that one. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's like,
and the second one gets so weird.
Yeah.
But it's something about it being live action. I usually hate anything that's like live action versions of something I like.
I mean,
because they just fuck it up. Like, they fuck up everything.
You know, the original cartoon, I mean, I fucking love that. Like, give me that. I'll watch that all day. Like, when I was a kid, like, that could just play. Like, because you always knew what was going to happen. Like, that was kind of the thing, was, like, with cartoons. Like, there's always, like, the setup. Apparently.
Yeah, there's, like, a setup. But it's, like, there's adventure in between, you know. Like, at some point, you're like, I know he makes it, but how does he make it?
Right.
It's, like, the
We know it's not a monster. We know it's somebody playing tricks on them, but how...
But it could be a monster.
Well, they always leave it open, like, kind of a possibility, right?
Yeah, right.
Because that's what Shaggy and Scooby are always gullible and believe immediately that it's a monster or ghost or whatever the apparition is.
It's very possible. Yeah.
Fred and
Usually Daphne, it's like a whole, there's like a whole scheme behind it. It's like, usually people are doing that intentionally. Like, they're trying to, like, pretend like it's a haunting in order to, like, steal diamonds or some shit.
Well, yeah, there's a...
Like, the cover-up is, what gets you caught here. Like, don't make, like, a... Don't become, like, a tourist attraction for your town in your cover-up of, like, diamond theft.
Yeah, exactly. Don't draw that... Yeah, exactly. They're sort of drawing attention to themselves. Yeah, it really does draw attention to themselves. Yeah, they really are their own worst enemy.
Oh, but you get the fame and you get the fortune.
Scooby-Doo villains, if there's any advice I would give you is, you know, just don't even... Look out
for meddling kids.
Just don't even try to scare anybody. You know what I mean? Don't...
Yeah, no. Why is everybody trying to scare everybody?
Just do your thing. Try and lay low. Get away with it, you know. Don't try and scare anybody, because then you're, you know, we get the point, you know. And for some reason, all of their villains always try that. Like, this is always the same tactic.
I'm sorry if I fucked that up for you. Yeah, no, but
no, that's the formula. It's of reliable. The show. That's just the formula of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, but the Scooby-Doo movies, those go crazy because they have like so much time and shit to throw into them, and they're weird
for sure.
There's one where they went to like a monster high school kind of thing, like a boarding school full of monsters. It was good. I recommend it. Find it somewhere.
I'm sure. Is it one that you're supposed to take lots of drugs before you consume the content? Well,
for Scooby-Doo, a doobie will do for you. yeah. Just
yes.
I recommend it. Yeah, it's not too bad. Okay.
I think that's a yes.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not gonna. I'm not allegedly.
Allegedly. According to the critics.
Yeah, yeah. People highly recommend certain things, for Scooby-Doo.
Does the Dark Side of the Moon match up with it?
With what? Alice Wonderland? Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo. I wonder what matches up. There's got to be something that matches up. With Scooby-Doo.
Oh, it's probably gonna be like. A Taylor Swift album.
I was going to say Jonas Brothers.
But. Interesting. Same kind of vein.
Same kind of... Maybe One Direction.
Have you heard about like Taylor Swift basically shutting down the world?
Well the whole Ticketmaster thing, yeah. It's crazy how much she's charging for tickets.
But I looked into... Well, I like watched a couple of documentaries about Taylor Swift because I was like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's popping right now. Let me, like, find some shit out.
All right, tell us. Like, give us a little
bit. Oh, giving me the Swift shit?
Yeah, spill the
tea. Well, apparently, though, she's been, like, making a fuck ton of money, like, for a long-ass time. Like, like her first tours, like, back in, like, 2016, like, those kind of tours. Like, she was making, like, 250.
Those weren't her first tours.
Well, not the first tours, but, like, her, like... Like, at that point, she was, like, selling out college
stands. God, I mean,
like,
yeah, she was, like, traveling everywhere. She must have already been...
Like, in profit, she was, like, making, like, $250 million.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That was, like, the first year. And the next year, I think she made, like, $800 million. Like, it was going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, she's definitely, like, low-key could be a billionaire if she wanted. Sure. Yeah. I mean, her tickets were, like, fucking expensive.
Crazy, dude. No, and the amount of people that go and see him, like, the amount that she sells out in these stadiums. Like, my God.
Kanye says he made her famous. What do you feel about that?
What do I feel about that?
Yeah.
How I feel? I don't know, dude. I feel like people, you know, they say all sorts of things.
I actually did love that moment. Like, I thought it was, like, not to hate on Taylor Swift, but I thought that was such an iconic moment.
When he went up on stage?
Yeah, he was like...
Beyonce had the greatest album of all time.
Congratulations to Taylor Swift, but I just have to say, yeah.
I have to steal your thunder.
Beyonce, yeah, what the, like, oh man.
Honestly, Kanye is just, he's like, a wild man. He's like, yeah, I mean, I can't sign off on everything he does, but he is certainly a source of great entertainment. Just say that.
Well,
source of great laughs.
I wish the best for Kanye.
Yeah, exactly, right? I'm rooting for him. You know, I root for a lot of people that seemingly are going through stuff. It seems like he's going through things.
He needs to, it's hard Kanye, to say. If you're listening, link up with Andre 3000. He'll talk you through some shit. You guys can just do some shit for a while.
What is Andre 3000 doing?
He just does music on the streets.
What about Ludacris?
Ludacris? I think he's in the Bahamas or something. Like, I don't know why, but I feel like that's where
he's got to be making tons of money, right? Like, his
Ludacris. Well, he's probably has a lot of residuals
through licensing. That's what I'm saying. Like,
dude, I don't think he has to do anything right now, but I'm sure he gets mad bored. Like, you couldn't.
He's on so many tracks.
I don't think you could like do something that to that caliber for so long and then like just stop and be like, oh shit, like I don't want to. Like, even if he's, like, shifting into movies and shit, like, I don't think he would be happy with not doing anything. Like, he'd probably go insane.
Well, see, that's what I don't get about, like, his acting. It's like, dude, because he definitely tried to do a shift into movies, but, like, then he's just only sort of cashing in on the Fast franchise. Like, what movies has he been in? Has he tried to do some serious acting? And he's just really coming up short. Like,
it's probably exactly like that. Well, because it's like, he needs enough. Look it up. He really kind of needs to, Yeah, let's look what he has a lot of movies, honestly. I'm sure he has a couple of good roles. But he's not like he's not like an iconic actor. I don't know. He's not bad. I feel like he's just him. It's not too bad. Yeah, he's plenty already. Shit.
I mean, he's a charismatic dude. I kind of don't understand what he's been. He's got 92 acting credits.
Well, it's like, I don't think, like, Snoop Dogg is an amazing actor. He just is Snoop Dogg. And I loved seeing Snoop Dogg and everything. So I'm all for it. He's definitely not a... Oh, shit. He's definitely not a bad actor. Snoop, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Let's see.
What are you looking up, Ludacris?
I'm looking up Ludacris. I mean, honestly, it's just like all these are.
What? Just go to IMDb and music, look them up in order.
That's what I'm looking up, IMDb. It just looks like music videos. Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh, man, I forgot about the Ludacris music videos. Those were cinematic masterpieces.
He was in the video for Chingy's song, Right There. I like the way you do it, right there. Yeah.
Wow, iconic. Shit, man.
He was in the movie The Wash as a customer.
I don't...
In 2001.
Okay.
He's in a music video for Act of Fool, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, he wasn't in Fast and Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious in 2003. Then he's in Crash... So he tries a serious acting. That movie won an Oscar.
Crash?
Yeah, Crash won an Oscar.
What does that look like? What is that?
Got a Best Picture. It's like the movie. It was like a movie about like race relations. I mean, obviously, that's why it won an Oscar.
I'm not gonna watch that.
I can't remember what happens in the movie, but somebody dies. But Ludacris, the whole movie's walking around with this friend just, like, lamenting the problems of the system, just being like something happens that they witness, and he's just like, see, this is the problem right here, and then just explains what's broken with, you know, the...
Are movies like this supposed to make me feel better? Like, I already know... Well,
I'm pretty sure. I already know how fucked up it is.
I don't need to see it live in front of me.
I haven't seen it in, like, fucking years. I think probably 14 years
To be fair, it was pretty early on, yeah, so...
What awards did it get?
It was probably controversial.
A was trying to see if I could find the award, like, because, you know, sometimes it'll say under the picture, you know, what awards? It won awards, right? Here's the awards.
That he got, well, probably like a Nickelodeon's Choice Award.
Crash. Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Award.
Best Bootylicious Music Video from Nickelodeon.
That's so crazy that it's like it doesn't show.
Lulu.
It would probably show on. Three Oscars. Here we go. All right.
But honestly, a lot Let's of people see. Buy a lot of low key restaurants and shit.
I want to see if Ludacris got nominated. Motion Picture of the Year.
Best Writing. He probably has like a. What nominations don't Matt mean Dillon jack shit was though.
Best performance.
It's not about nominations. It's about like who got it, right?
Well, yeah, who wins, right?
Yeah,
who wins? Who won?
It's like I've been like,
who took home the cheddar?
Yeah,
Don Cheadle. It looks like he was nominated for a BAFTA for. And so is Matt Dillon. He was nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporter, but he didn't win.
Damn.
So, Screen Actors Guild gave the entire cast, including Ludacris, the outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture.
Damn, so Luda has a fucking money award.
He has a SAG award for...
Hell yeah, that's going to look good on the resumes. Or right. on the applications and shit.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, did you not see my last movie? I won some shit.
Best cast ensemble. Looks like he won an award circuit community awards.
What do you do with these awards after you have them? Do you just like melt them down into like a cereal bowl or some shit? Like, I like the idea of having a bunch of trophies sitting around, but do I really need a bunch of trophies sitting around? How many is too many? Like, at some point, you have to do something with them, right? Like, if you got, like, 24 of them, are you just going to keep 24 of these fucking things in your house? For me, like, maybe, like, five, three, two, two is probably, okay, two would be cool. Like, four.
Who's nominated for the Black Reel Awards, Best Supporting Actor?
Black Reel? Awards. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting deep into some of these.
you could skip over a couple of them. I don't know if we need to know all these details.
He got a lot of cast. Most Promising Performer in the Chicago Film Critics Association Awards. He was nominated. So he didn't even win that. He was nominated. Well, so he's a nominee.
He's a good nominee, though. Like
BET Awards, he was... looks like he was nominated. And the NAACP Awards, Image Awards, he was nominated for Supporting Actor.
Interesting. He has a lot of nominations. He's always
Yeah, he just didn't get it. You know what I mean? They really passed him over. That's really unfortunate. I mean...
I think it might even... I don't want to put this on Ludacris, but... Was he not
good? Like, is he really not that good in the movie? I don't know.
I mean,
like,
he didn't fuck up the one that they all wanted.
He's also in Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow's good.
Ish.
That's not bad.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Terrence Howard.
I just think he's probably doing shit and not like really focused on it, is really my thought. He probably has a lot of shit going on. And he's not like...
I mean, he does like, his music. His music is the main thing. He probably makes so much money from doing that, you know? It's like, why even do fucking movies?
What do you mean? You don't want to... Because he doesn't want to do music forever. Like, all the time. Like, he already can do it. And he has, like, music money coming in.
All right, so by 2010, he hasn't really done anything, you know what I mean? That's really, like, we're talking about, like, a real dramatic role.
Okay. What's his, like, best hit on here? Like, when does it get good? Has he done anything recently?
So Fast Five is in 2011.
Okay.
And that's when he comes back to the franchise, I think, after being out of it since the second one. Music videos.
He's getting that music money, baby.
Music video. There's something called New Year's Eve. I don't know what that is. Music video. Fast Six.
Okay.
TV series Being Mary Jane, Terrence Porter in one episode.
I feel like Fast 6 is a pretty good role. He's been in like in most of them.
Fast 7, he's in that.
Yeah.
Furious 7, I guess is what it's called.
How much money do those have those made?
They make way too much money.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's a ace, like he's like a B star actor who's making like fucking bank at this point.
Who's in the show Empire? It's Officer McKnight.
Oh, I think I've seen him. Maybe I Terrence can't Howard. Remember. I cannot remember. Empire.
Maybe Terrence. Love, have you
seen
he
his,
might be dead.
Has he seen his like math stuff? Have we talked about that?
What?
Terrence Howard's math. Have we talked about that?
Terrence Howard's math.
Yeah.
No.
How he does math.
No.
And he was like, well, basically, he was in this like interview, and he was like breaking down how numbers aren't as we understand them, and he was trying to explain how like 1 + 1 would equal 3 and not 2, and he really he's like explaining all this shit, and I was like, huh, interesting, okay. Yeah, he's okay. I feel like when you get money, you get all these ideas.
So is he trying to think of math in like a different way? Is that what you're saying?
He's trying to create different a new math. Theory of
Do,
math.
New math.
Yeah, he's trying to
Terrence Howard's
a new,
math.
Yeah, Terrenceology or something.
Terrenceology. A Terrenceologist. So I'm just gonna be real. It looks like Ludacris has coasted on the Fast franchise fame.
I would too.
He has not really tried to step outside and do.
It's not a bad fucking position to coast on, because you could be known for worse things. Like, imagine he gets a role as like a clown or something.
There's a movie called John Henry, and then there's one called End of the Road. Let's look these up. The two that he's done.
End of the Road. Okay.
John Henry is a guy with a hammer. It's Terry Crews and Jamila Vasquez. Jamila Velasquez. Excuse me.
That's actually pretty good. Man, Terry Crews,
and he's got a hammer. And then there's a guy named Hell named Chris Bridges. I mean, that's ludicrous. Named his character is named Hell, apparently.
Interesting. Okay, I fuck with that. You can't name a child Hell, right? Like, that's fucked up.
So, End of the Road. It's on Netflix on September 9th.
Does he still make music now, Ludacris?
I mean, he's got to, right?
Ludacris. No, he's not. What do you mean? He has money from fucking Fast and Furious at this point. You can't make, like, 8 movies and not have made money on that series. Like, who is your lawyer? Like, who's making these deals for you? I hope you're not just, like, signing everything. He probably has, like, buku money, unless he, like, used it wildly.
Ludacris looks...
How old is he?
Well, that's what I'm saying. In this fucking trailer for this End of the Road movie that came out this year in 2022, he looks just super young. And I don't know, it looked like they were trying to play him off as, like, the...
Like a high school... Like a college kid or something.
It looks like kind of like a horror film. All right, so I take it back. Ludacris is trying to step out and do some dramatic stuff, it looks like.
Wow. What a turn. We've seen the full development of Luda.
It looks like it's Queen Latifah.
What, it's her movie? Or she's directing, or she's in it?
Well, she's in it. She stars in it with Ludacris.
Interesting.
It looks like they're both parents, but it also looked like maybe they're trying to play Ludacris off as her kid. And I was like, no, don't do that.
No one wants that.
Ludacris is Queen Latifah's kid. Just make
I
them.
I can see that.
Just
see
Ludacris that. Is old enough that you can pull off a fucking dad, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're that like
he
far
can
off from each other.
Be like Queen Latifah's husband.
Yeah.
Right? He could play that. See, thank you. Thank you for supporting me, Kevin.
Wait, but he can also be... I don't know.
It's on Netflix.
Too.
We should watch it. Do you want to watch it? We still need to watch Dark City. I didn't make it
Dark City, I do want to watch. That, I do not want to watch. The second one that you offered.
The one you don't want to watch, Chris Bridges.
With Ludacris? No, I don't want to watch
that. Watch Chris Bridges.
No, I'll pass on that.
I want to watch Jamila Velasquez. I bet she's good.
She's probably not bad.
She's in Chicago PD.
Oh, I've watched that, I think.
I don't know what else she's been in, though. So, she looks familiar, but unfortunately, I'm not well-versed in actors anymore.
I never was. I just don't remember names like that. It's like, fuck. Okay, I'll just assume that.
But you know, it's got Chris Bridges, our favorite actor. We're rooting for, hopefully, but for awards season to recognize the talents. End of the Road, honestly, I might give it a viewing just because it's ludicrous. You know what I mean? He's charismatic. I think he can carry. I think he can carry role.
I'm talking to the wrong crowd. I'm
rooting for him. You're all right, fine. The wrong crowd. You're not biting. All right.
I love the Queen though. Shout out to her.
The Queen.
Yeah.
All right, Queen Latifah.
Unless it's a horror movie. If it is a horror movie, I will go see it.
I guess we should just turn this into the history of Ludacris because we've done like 25 minutes on Ludacris. And nothing on Apple and Microsoft.
Interesting. How did we get to this point?
When did Ludacris' first album come out?
That's a good question. Like, what made him pop off? Was he always a rapper?
Was he? Did he come out of the womb?
Yeah, yo, ma.
So, in 1999, he released his debut album, Incognito.
Nice. Wait, that's his debut album?
In 1999. So it's the 98th episode. It's 99. So well, we miss him by a year.
Interesting.
But anyway.
That's actually kind of a hard title. I fuck with it. That was like NWA era. So.
99.
Yeah, I think you could probably put that on the album. The cover. People would. Oh, wait. But they still did like cassettes so that or was that his like album era?
It was an independent album. That was his first independent album.
Okay.
And see, then his first studio album was Back for the First Time. And that's the one that, you know, has all of the. All the good ones.
Back for the First Time.
It's got a What's Your Fantasy, Southern Hospitality, and Ho.
He came at a good time. Like, the 2000s were, like, the era for shit like that. Like, they really were.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Laffy Taffy. We had, like, so many fucking Southern Hospitality people all at the
still,
same time.
Southern Hospitality still goes hard, dude.
It really does. It's really good.
And Neptunes, they produced that. I love
the Neptunes.
Yeah. Yeah, they produced,
that?
Yep. Pharrell's on the track too, apparently.
he's gotta get that that credit.
There's a bunch of good ones on that album. I mean, Ho is obviously good. Ho. Use the Ho. But then I think in the next album, that one had some pretty classic ones too. That one had a Area Codes, Roll Out, Move Bitch.
Oh, that one's good.
Roll Out. Oh, da, da, da. Da, da. I see, yeah, that one. Just, I mean, so many songs just got that.
Honestly, I'm kind of impressed with, like, his. He's pretty, like, well versed. He has, like, a lot of hits. He's, like, a hit maker. Like, generally. Yeah. Does he have any platinums?
Chicken and beer. Stand up!
I don't care about his song specifically.
Which one? Does he have any platinums? I need to find a.
What's his, like, moneymakers?
Red Light District. That one.
That was pretty good.
That's the one with Get Back.
Get back.
Get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that. Yeah, that's so good. That's so many of his songs too really lend themselves to being remixed, and that's another thing that he's really brilliant at.
Yeah, it's smart. Taylor Swift stole that this year. Like, she like remixed all her like one song like 90 times. Yeah. She's made like billions off of it.
That's what you do. That's what you're supposed to do, for sure. I'm trying to find what the, you know, the... what you're talking about, platinum.
Like, what? How many album? Like, how much did his album sell?
So, certification, it was certified double platinum. 2,000, over 2,000 sales in the United States.
2,000?
Yep.
Wait, that makes it double platinum?
Two million, excuse me.
That's what I was about to say.
2,000 sales.
I was like, okay, platinum. Well, shit, that's very easy.
It's really not a lot of people buying music, dude. sorry, did not mean
the highest bar. 2 million, shit. That's
so, yeah,
it was a good chunk of people.
Double platinum.
It's damn, chicken, so if you had like
chicken and beer certifications,
what's like the
most universal? Double platinum.
I'm sure like well, like Mary Had a Little Lamb is like quadruple platinum, like across the world. People probably know it. Whoever that originally owns that.
Oh. Yeah, for sure.
And Through Time. Maybe like the most popular song. Or some shit like that.
What's the most popular song ever? What do you think? I don't even know. It's probably some prayer. So his first album went triple platinum.
His first album? That's dang. He like came out the gate swinging.
Yeah, dude. It was big. He exploded.
Oh, man.
He exploded all over everybody. And then second album, Word of Mouth, followed up triple platinum.
You can't say all that and then like, oh yeah, Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth. And so then double platinum after that for the next two albums.
Okay, so he kind of
two
off.
Triple albums, and then he fell off. Double. Only double platinum.
He's a B student now. That's really impressive still. Dang. I'm actually kind of...
And he did an emo album, Release Therapy, which looks like got 3 stars from most. XXL gave it 4, but it was only certified platinum. Now you want to talk about falling off.
Wait, how many sales was that?
It's 1 million. Theater of the Mind.
Damn. That's actually not too
he
bad.
He only certified gold on that album, which came out in 2008.
Dang, he is falling off.
Battle of the Sexes in 2010.
Well, it's actually kind of hard to like maintain like platinum.
Certified gold. He was only.
But
gold.
He's still doing pretty good.
My chick bad. My chick good. My chick do shit. That chick wish you would. Good. Wait, I can't remember. We sort of had it. We had the same thing.
All right. My chick bad. That's crazy. That's better it's wild than yours. How many songs he's actually like. He's a beat maker. Like, it's a hit maker, dude. They're
yeah,
all fucking
exactly.
Good.
You know, things is just, they go like...
I always forget about that.
Ludiversal.
I'm having a newfound respect for Luda.
So, in the bill, his peak position on his 2014 album was at 158. He didn't really go too far with that, but it seemed like a smaller album, honestly. Ludiversal was his last album in 2015.
Ludiversal.
And that, damn. Well, Billboard 200 looks like peak position was 3. That's not bad.
Okay.
It got pretty high.
That's not bad at all, actually.
But what was the, where were the, I don't know. It didn't see, I don't really recognize any of the tracks off here.
That I definitely know, though.
Oops. Well, that seems like that was it for him after that.
Okay. What's look up I want like recent Luda news. Has he been in any controversies recently? Like has anything gone on with Luda?
He is working on his 10th studio album apparently.
Of course he fucking is. No surprise there. Whoa.
So he's got his daughter.
Okay, that's
his philanthropy. What do you want to know about? Sorry.
Wait, what is his philanthropy? Who does he give to?
In 2011, Ludacris joined a joint effort between Do Something and Better World Books to collect books to help restock library shelves in New Orleans. He filmed a public service announcement in support of the Epic Book Drive. Ludacris also started the Ludacris Foundation at the beginning of his music career in 2002. The aim of the
I forgot about his foundation.
The aim of the foundation is to inspire the youth through education, memorable experiences, and helping the youth help themselves. The focus is what Ludacris calls the three L's: leadership and education. Living healthy lifestyle. Hold on,
there's more to it. Hold up well.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's got more to it. He's doing something here.
Okay. I apologize.
Honestly, I don't think it's that good, but here we go. Okay. Leadership and education, comma. Living healthy lifestyles, comma.
These are L's.
Two L's.
Okay.
And Luda Cares. I don't know what that means. I don't know what Luda Cares means.
But there's so many words in these three L's. Yeah.
When he's not going ludicrous, he just cares about you. All right.
Wow, he should hire you.
In October 2019, Ludacris was named the artist in residence at Georgia State University, where he will mentor students in the Creative Media Industries Institute. On April 13th, 2022, Georgia State University announced that the Georgia Board of Regents approved for Ludacris to receive an honorary Bachelor's of Science degree in Music Management.
That's how I'm trying to get my degree.
He received this honorary degree on May 4th.
You've done it. Does that mean you can, if he wanted to, could he apply for something with like can I ask for honorary bachelor's in like business or something, like accounting?
I don't know. Honestly, maybe.
I'm just curious.
You could probably be specific about it if you really wanted to.
Give me an accounting degree. Yeah, give me a law degree and I'll...
I feel like beggars can't be choosers, but at the same time,
well, offered me degrees. Like, you're giving me like a mid... It's like if I...
It's like, make it an accounting and I'll come give you a speech.
Yeah, for free. Well, for a lower compensation.
I'll come tell your kids. I'll come tell your students that they're going to go far in life. I'll inspire them.
Look at me. I didn't do it and I got a degree now.
See, I don't know what he's doing though, man. Like, it seems like he's doing his...
No, he's just doing his thing, I feel like. After a certain point, celebrities just kind of need to leave. Like, they just don't necessarily need all the attention. Just, like, get...
It looks like he's really been intertwined with Netflix. That's why we get the Netflix movie, and then it looks like he's also doing some music shit for this Karma's World initial episode, 40 episodes from Nine Story Productions. And so it looks like he... Yeah, it looks like he's been working with that. And then, yeah, I mean, it looks like he was featured on country singer Carrie Underwood's single, The Champion. The song peaked at number 47 on the Billboard. That's what I'm saying. Like, they just he's on so many tracks as a feature.
He has a lot of collabs. Yeah, I forgot about the features. Like, his feature game is crazy.
Think about, one, all of his hits... And then think about, two, all of his features. Then it's just like shit. Like, the amount, like, you talk about residuals, he's like your royalties.
He really is a genius, though. Like,
God. What the fuck? Yeah, exactly.
Wait, can you look up his net worth? I'm curious.
Okay, we're getting into the real questions here. Ludacris net worth.
See, he's a good person. He really gives a lot to charity. So no matter what amount it is, he's a great person.
Let's see. He's 44 years old, and it says his net worth is $30 million. And he makes about $5 million a year.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but also at the same time, I feel like,
I thought it'd be a little crazier.
The amount of stuff he's done, and the worldwide touring, but maybe Ludacris is not
maybe
he's
keeping it liquid. And also, you can't really trust those Google stats.
Yeah, maybe he's keeping it for sure, dude. Sometimes that shit's not at all accurate. Like, they're just putting out numbers. Like,
well, I feel just like guessing. Yeah, they just kind of guess. Well, they just count up the stuff you have, and they're like, okay, that's probably about this much.
Yeah,
he makes
right.
probably about this much for his job, and then Bada boom.
Yeah, they probably try and extrapolate.
They have data on all, everything you've ever bought in the last year, and they just count it all up.
They call the credit card company. What has he done? What is he doing? How much is he spending?
No, they just straight up just call your accountant, and they'll just tell you.
Oh, man. So, I don't know, man. Ludacris.
He's kind of growing on me. Like, you know, I had forgotten about Ludacris, and then you reminded me of, like, all his hits, and I really kind of, I kind of underestimated him, you know, like, coming into this.
Well, you want to look up, let's look up his controversies.
Oh, shit. Well, I was just starting to like him.
So, there's three controversies. I
should have said all that first.
Three controversies listed here. So, we're going to, I'll just list the controversies, which, let me know which one you want to go into. There's T.I., just simply T.I. There's Bill O'Reilly and Pepsi. Then there's 2008 presidential election.
I want the Bill O'Reilly one.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I already know what T.I. did. He's just a fuck. I'm not too surprised. They always fight.
Yeah, and it's a really long section. I don't want to read all that. So good job. We're just skipping over that drama. But Bill O'Reilly and Pepsi. Here we go. On August 27th, 2002, political pundit Bill O'Reilly called for all Americans to boycott Pepsi products because they hired Ludacris for promotional purposes, and O'Reilly objected to Ludacris' style and attitude. You see, Bill O'Reilly's just picking public fights.
That is insane, though. That's like...
It is insane. It's honestly just the best promotion that really Ludacris could have ever gotten.
You're shutting down a company because someone else likes it. It's like, what the
because
fuck?
They hired Ludacris to promote their shit. The next day, O'Reilly reported that Pepsi had fired Ludacris. 6 months later, Russell Simmons and his Hip Hop Action Summit threatened to boycott all of Pepsi's products on the grounds that Pepsi had subsequently hired Ozzy Osbourne for a commercial, even though Osbourne is notable for use of profanity and explicit lyrics. Eventually, an agreement was reached that resulted in PepsiCo donating $3 million to Ludacris Foundation and other inner-city charities. I feel like they got off a little easy there. I feel like that's bullshit that they fired Ludacris.
Honestly, I don't want that. Am I going to sound like a horrible person? I don't want that donated. Just give it to me. I'll fucking distribute it.
Bill O'Reilly. God, that's so stupid.
Fuck what, Bill O'Reilly.
What the hell? And this is referenced in the 2003 songs Hose in the Room, as well as Blow It Out from Chicken and Beer.
Yeah, no, everybody says fuck Bill O'Reilly. And Bill O'Reilly was fucking insane. Like, he was Alex Jones way before all that shit.
Well, it's like, the thing is, it's like,
it's not, it's just the energy. Like, politics aside, the energy is off the charts too much. Like, he needs to tone it down.
Bill O'Reilly, but see, Bill O'Reilly's getting mad at rappers. It's like, at least fucking Alex Jones was getting mad at, like, presidents. You know what I mean? It's like, he's mad
at, basically,
like,
they're just shifting the focus. It's like,
that's what I'm saying. Bill O'Reilly's focused on dumb shit. Yeah. Alex Jones, I'll give him the benefit of being focused on at least the right people, even though he's insane. You know, it's like, at least he's
facing the right direction.
Yeah, he's, and that's what is so stupid and annoying about a lot of shit. It's like, you try and be clear about, like, what you think about things. It's like, yeah, no, I mean,
no,
obviously,
I just avoid the conversation most
Alex
of the time.
Jones talks a lot of mad shit. He kind of gives into sort of this, I think he used to feed into a long time ago. If you look at some of his older stuff, it seems like there's some of, like, the Satanic Panic kind of shit he's, like, sort of weaving into it.
See, but I feel like,
and
it's
then
important.
He sort of dialed that back once
it's
he started
to
get
have
bigger.
These kind of people, though, because it's like, once you, like, everybody's, like, calm and shit. Like, once you have to see, like, an Alex Jones to understand that, like, okay,
the spectrum.
Yeah, the spectrum. You really have to be, like, it puts you in perspective. Like, maybe not everybody I should listen to.
So maybe I don't need to be have it turned up that much, you know, to 11. But maybe we still need to have some healthy skepticism.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to look into this. And then, boom, now you're researching. And then
yeah, but like some healthy skepticism. Not
Does water really turn the frogs gay? And then they're searching, and then now they learn about frogs, they learn about gay people. It's like, it's a water, too. It's like, man, look at that.
There's a fine line between, I feel like, paranoid skepticism and healthy skepticism, right? Like, there is a fine line. Because
you can't let it affect you.
You can definitely bleed from healthy into paranoid.
But you definitely need paranoia, though.
Sometimes you need paranoia.
No, you always need it.
Sometimes
it's like,
you need paranoid motherfuckers out there that are just watching everything.
Well, you only have, like, one life, so you have to, like, who, like, I'm not, like, trusted everybody to, like, take care of me kind of shit. It's like, you gotta be, like, a level of, like, yeah, you're good kind of shit.
For sure. You gotta look out for yourself. You know, you can't just... Stuff. I noticed. I saw it. no, but, I mean, there's... at the same time, though, there's people that pick up on some details that, like, I would just...
And they
fixate
on it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't see that shit. But it's good sometimes that you have people that are on that level of paranoia, because then they catch people doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, they actually, like, find some shit sometimes.
Sometimes that happens, but... You can't also let paranoia, like, people in power. Like, that's the thing is.
Yeah. We have the, we're supposed to have the power as a people. Like, we can't be paranoid. Like, we have to look at what's going on and either accept it or do something about it kind of shit. Like, you just, like, paranoia is not going to get you anywhere. You kind of have to have a plan and go with it.
Well, see, that's what you see with a lot of the right wing. So, did you see that, like.
They're going ham, dude.
Like,
sometimes
they go real paranoid with some of the satanic stuff. Like, they're always, they'll be like, fine, like, just kind of with a lot of the Q stuff is.
Well, because they're
bleeds
like,
into that. Like, there's a lot of numerology and like there's a lot of, it's that sort of thing where, remember around 9/11? Well, actually, maybe you don't.
Well, it's like,
but around 9/11, there's a lot of people that were like, oh, you know, this number and that number equals 9, and then 9 plus this equals 11. And then so, like, there's a lot of this shit around 9/11 where there's, like, the planes, you know, the flight numbers and stuff like that. People were, like, adding them up and, like, and being like, oh, my God.
Wait, it's, like, it's just a coincidence. It's, like, 596 was, like, the number.
It equals 9, and then this equals, you know, and so, you know, the two towers look like an 11, you know, it's just, like, there's all sorts of shit. People are just going crazy.
But with the internet, you can, like, really just fucking boom, 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 like, everybody has a theory, and then, like, they build off each other. It's amazing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, it's, like, you can really be paranoid about everything and just go crazy with it. But, so, there's a level that you have to, there's a line you have to walk with it.
You have to be paranoid about the right things. Like, I don't give a fuck about sharks up until I'm in the ocean.
Sharks.
So I don't think about sharks any other moment until I'm in the ocean.
Kevin doesn't like Shark Week.
I love Shark Week, but it does scare me a little bit. I don't like that shit.
I like Shark Week.
It's tough.
Nah, but I mean, it's all good. All good. I think we gotta end the episode. We've been doing shorter episodes, but this has been the history of Ludacris. I lied at the beginning of the episode. I said it was gonna be the history.
You started off with, like, Microsoft and Apple.
Microsoft and Apple.
What is Ludacris doing?
And then, see, this is a show that just kind of takes a life of its own.
Yeah, really. And that's what.
You know what? I'm not mad, honestly.
So. No, I learned a little bit about each other. And a lot about Ludacris.
We maybe the real Ludacris is, I don't know. We're
really
not even Ludacris, trying.
Yeah.
Ludacris.
Remember Ludacris.
That's what we
can. Yeah.
That's what you got to remember at the end of the day. So Ludacris. Ludacris. When you're not going Ludacris, Ludacris about somebody.
Wow.
In your life. So yeah, if you like this, go find us on iTunes or Spotify. Give us 5 stars. Talk, gush about us in a review. Like, just write about how much you want to violate us mentally and physically.
Please censor whatever you're going to say to me specifically. I don't want to say that.
No. I'm going to show Kevin. Show raw, unedited. Show. I'm going to read it to him right here. So whatever you want me to say to him directly in your voice, I will. So,
well, I would listen to an audio. That seems dangerous, but yeah, sure, show me some. Tell me what you gotta say.
Like our shit so that the algorithm picks it up. Elon's running Twitter now, and apparently it's gonna crash any moment. It's what everyone keeps saying. It's like Chicken Little. It's like the sky's falling.
I'm
I was like, dude,
I
kind of
want to, like.
I haven't seen it happen. When it does, I'll, you know, whatever.
I'm gonna apply for to work at Twitter the second that.
Let's do it.
Then they buy it back from somebody.
Just blow it up. Who cares? What? You see, no, if it goes down, it's good. If it doesn't, whatever. I can still talk shit on it. It's like, either way.
Yeah, no, it's so...
People are so bitches about it.
Yeah, honestly, like, it's... People act like it's never existed. Like, it was there forever. Like, literally, it's, like, always been this fucking hellhole. I mean, it's nice, but no, we'll find other hellholes.
It's all been pretty awful already,
yeah, it's never been anything good.
So now, like, yeah.
It's never been anything good.
I don't know. It's not... We don't need to get into all that. But anyway, yeah. Go find our shit. Thanks for listening. Say goodbye, Kevin. Bye. Say goodbye to the people.
Bye, people. See you next time.